From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday in Munich that major powers have agreed to a cessation of hostilities in Syria.
This will apply to any and all parties in Syria, with the exception of the terrorist organizations Daesh and al-Nusra, and any other terrorist organization designated by the Security Council.
Kerry added that the 17-nation International Syria Support Group has agreed that a task force, co-chaired by the U.S. and Russia, will work towards a long-term reduction in violence. A senior member of the Syrian opposition said earlier Thursday any ceasefire would be welcome if it ends the, quote, current Russian campaign of slaughter. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg remains cautiously optimistic about the deal, adding that Russia's cooperation is vital to its success.
The intense airstrikes of Russian planes against the different opposition groups in Syria has actually undermined the efforts to reach a negotiated peaceful solution.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, however, cautioned world powers about committing their troops to any ground action in Syria, saying it could draw everyone taking part into a war. Additionally, the support group also agreed to accelerate and expand delivery of humanitarian assistance. South Sudan President Salva Kiir has appointed his rival, rebel leader Maik Machar, as first vice president in a coalition government. The appointment is part of a peace deal signed by the two leaders last August. Machar told VOA that this is a good step towards implementing that deal. From Washington, this is VOA. The World Health Organization says large-scale trials of a Zika virus vaccine are at least 18 months away. However, the WHO believes it could confirm suspected links between the virus and two neurological conditions within a few weeks. The mosquito-borne Zika virus is believed to be linked to microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with underdeveloped brains, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, which usually affects adults, causing muscle weakness and damage to the nervous system. The agency announced the news Friday in Geneva. Pakistan has announced it has dismantled al-Qaeda's main network in South Asia. Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan announced Friday that it has broken a regional nexus of al-Qaeda with local militant groups and arrested 97 militants. The spokesman for Pakistan's army, Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa, told media al-Qaeda was collaborating with banned group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi in Pakistan's port city, Karachi. He said together the two groups carried out all the big attacks in Karachi. They were also getting support from Pakistani Taliban. The 97 arrests included the deputy chief of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, along with the group's financiers and explosives experts. The busted groups were planning to attack a jail and break out 100 prisoners, including Khalid Umar Sheikh, who was involved in the killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002. The plan, the spokesman said, was 90% ready for execution when it was stopped. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Suspected Islamic militants attacked a UN peacekeeper's base in northern Mali on Friday, killing at least two and wounding several others. The attack came just a week after UN peacekeepers and Malian forces retook a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. South Korea is accusing North Korea of acting illegally in freezing the assets of South Korean companies and personnel in the Kaesong industrial zone used by both nations. Pyongyang said the South Koreans were expelled because of Seoul's decision to shut down its operations at the park. South Korea, for its part, said it suspended those operations to prevent Pyongyang from using the proceeds from the industrial park to fund the development of its nuclear and missile programs. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, arrives in Cuba Friday for a historic meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. The Friday meeting is the first of its kind, an effort to heal the thousand-year-old schism that has divided Christianity between East and West. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.